This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee today, comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise of 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur and Parashottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCP SP's Supriya Sule, among others. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting will primarily focus on critical security issues with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha will also attend the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Dekha, Senior Army Officers including Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of CAPFS, Chief Secretary DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers are expected to attend the meeting, which is being arranged almost 5 months after Mr. Shah chaired a similar high-level review meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, five terrorists have been killed in an encounter with the security forces this morning during the ongoing anti-terrorist operation in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. An army spokesperson confirmed that during the encounter, two soldiers have suffered injuries and have been evacuated for medical care. Earlier, the cordon and search operation was launched in the area last night on the basis of specific input about the presence of terrorists. India has pressed for a fair and mutually acceptable settlement of border dispute with China at the 23rd meeting of the special representatives. The meeting was held between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said the two sides underlined the need to ensure peaceful conditions on the ground so that issues on the border do not hold back the normal development of bilateral relations. The MEA said Mr. Doval and Mr. Wong agreed on the salience of stable, predictable and amicable India-China relations for regional and global peace and prosperity. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced to cut interest rates by 0.25% last night. The U.S. Central Bank signaled a slower pace of cuts ahead, triggering a sharp sell-off in the key financial markets. Market regulator SEBI has extended the suspension of derivatives trading in seven agricultural commodities, including wheat and moong, till January 2025 to rein in prices. At least 13 persons, including three defense personnel, lost their lives in a boat tragedy off the Mumbai coast yesterday. Meanwhile, an FIR has been registered in Colaba Police Station in connection with the incident against the Navy speedboat driver and others. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the families who lost their lives in the mishap. 28 Indian fishermen from Tamil Nadu's Tirunelveli district have returned home following successful diplomatic efforts that led to their early release from detention in Bahrain. The fishermen, who were arrested in September 2024 for allegedly entering Bahraini territorial waters illegally, had their six-month sentence reduced to 3 months following a swift legal appeal. The third and final match of the T20 International Series between India and West Indies women will take place at D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The IMD has forecast cold wave conditions to prevail over major parts of northwest India during the next 5-6 days. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions will prevail over Himachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Punjab during the next 2-3 days. Over Delhi NCR, dense fog is expected during the morning hours along with smog and shallow fog, likely in the evening or night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.